San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival 2012 happened on the Pasadena City College campus on Sunday, October 14th. This was their 12th Pride Festival, and this year's theme was the Road to Equality. The festival was set to start at 11 o'clock that Sunday morning, and by 10 o'clock, the campus was buzzing. A line of mint-conditioned cars started driving up to the quad for the festival's classic car show. One of the drivers was car owner Stuart Swade.
I brought with me a 1957 Dodge Custom Sierra station wagon, 9-passenger, and it has been a wonderful, challenging restoration project.
What's most challenging about it?
Everything. It's the most temperamental car I've ever owned.
Entries in the classic car show qualified if they were vintage 1979 or older. One of the centerpieces of the show was 100 years old but looked fantastic, a 1912 Pie Wagon. San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival President Mitch Raymond was in charge of coordinating the car show. Which car is the prettiest, Mitch?
Well, of course, my 1960 Cadillac convertible, Trudy. But other than that, I mean, if I had to actually vote nonpartisanly, I couldn't really. That's why I'm glad I don't have to do it.
Army recruiters, the police, and the Humane Society arrived to set up their exhibits on the quad. Exhibitors were setting up tables and tents, and people started arranging chairs for the author's lounge, in addition to making sure that everything was working for the main stage.
Okay, bass. Got it.
San Gabriel Valley's Pride Festival is unique in that it's both free and family-oriented.
Okay, now I should be able to have DJ, so if you play me something, please.
Good morning, San Gabriel people.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here at the San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival 2012 at fabulous queer-friendly Pasadena City College, which is my alma mater. I am Abby Dees. You might know me from the nation's longest running LGBT radio show.
At this moment, San Gabriel Valley Pride is very honored and happy to welcome on stage our very own State Senator Carol Liu.
This year's theme is Road to Equality, and the LGBT community is certainly on the right road in San Gabriel Valley. I just want you to appreciate the diversity around you, and whether it's age, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or religious beliefs, our differences should not pull us apart. They should bring us together.
We have many events for you throughout the day, including the Big Draw LA art project, Road to Equality.
One of two firsts for this year's San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival was their participation in the Big Draw LA. This is a citywide event designed to get everybody drawing, whether they say they can draw or not. Lisa Marsh was on hand in the Big Draw area.
We've created, it's up there on the podium about 18 or 20 feet, and it runs across the lawn another, I think it's 20 yards or so. And we have placed rainbow colors, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple aligned, but left a lot of blanks because those blanks are being filled by our drawing participants.
We would like to invite you to join us and create your own road tile. Young or not so young, artistic or not so artistic, we need your creation that tells your story or expresses how you feel about who you are and the journey you've taken.
Our aim is to fill up this rainbow with lots of messaging and drawings and symbols and any other kind of heartfelt expression as we all connect together here in support of gay rights and gay pride.
The other first for San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival this year was the Author's Lounge, which had readings and book signings throughout the day. The first author to read at the Author's Lounge was Dan Bukatinski. Okay, Dan, what's today like for you?
Today is a beautiful day in Pasadena. I've never been to the Pasadena Community College before, nor the San Gabriel Pride event. So I'm happy to be here, happy to be able to read from my book, Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight? And I'm waiting to drum up some business, get some people to come over and hear some stories of parenthood.
And Dan was dealing with something that's going to be very familiar to every parent.
My son woke up with 101 fever and my daughter coughing. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to subject myself or the Pride community to my coughing kid, but next time, for sure.
Happy parenthood.
Yeah, exactly. It's so typical. One of them crawled into my bed at 3 in the morning with, you know, feverish. So that's, welcome to parenthood, happens almost on a daily basis.
Author Dominic Domingo was there to read from his young adult fantasy book, The Nameless Prince. Dominic talked about his experience in the author's lounge.
I enjoyed it. If I am not, you know, not nervous, if I can be in the moment and enjoy it myself, then I feel good about it. I was up against some challenges, the generator being 100 yards away and competing with a band, but, you know, it felt good kind of shouting it as well. That was a new experience for me.
That band with which he was competing was part of the all-day entertainment, which included a DJ, dancers, the cast from the Le Havre Depot Theater's production of Tommy, who came by to do several of their musical numbers, and Pasadena-based LGBT square dance club, the Bloomin' Squares.
Now to your partner, right in your corner, get ready for one more ceiling call.
Diana Bartera is the president of the Bloomin' Squares. She talked about the group's origin.
I had originally hooked up with Tinseltown Squares in West Hollywood, but I lived in Pasadena. I learned to dance, and there was five of us at the end of my learning career, and four other people that were seasoned people, been dancing 5-10 years already, all danced on this side of town. We decided we should have a place on this side of town to dance, so that's how we came to start it. We all were having pizza and Cokes over at a friend's house in Pasadena, and we just decided to do it.
Good morning, America, how are you? Swingin' whirl, your girl promenade. I'm the train they call the
Ray Fulcher is their teacher and caller. What's the best part of that for you?
It's just seeing people's, you know, smiles on people's faces, that knowing that I can help them have fun and am I having fun at the same time. And of course, I enjoy singing, so just being able to sing at the same time is great.
This is our last song for today.
When I don't remember, there's always someone to help me because it's a team sport. There are 8 people in one square and they all look out for each other.
Here we go. Bow to your partner. Bow to your corner.
I started dancing 26 years ago, 1987, and I dance all over town.
Oh, ladies, chain, get across that ring. Chain those ladies right back home again.
I love square dancing because I don't have to make it up by myself.
25 years ago, the gay community decided that it needed to set up its own parallel universe because we'd never really been accepted by the straight people. So you got gay car clubs, gay square dancing, all these things. Now we're sitcom characters. We're very accepted. I dance at least half the time with straight people.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Heads square through, four hands around you go.
So it was lots of fun today. I enjoyed it. And the sunshine on a LCD screen makes it very hard to read. Everyone still came up to us at the end after we did our exhibition and said we did a great job and they enjoyed it. So even with baubles, it's not about being perfect, just about having lots of fun.
What's been the best part of today for you so far?
Always it's so good to see people smiling when we're doing some dancing and we're having fun, and when we see other people watching us having fun together, that's really a good feeling.
What's been the best part of it so far?
The people out here.
The best moment is looking at all the people around and seeing them have a good time.
The camaraderie, especially with the board members. I've been doing this since the early mid-90s, and the group that we have right now have no ego, no hidden agenda, no personal issues. They just all are working together to make this festival happen.
We have people here from all over. Just to have people, gay square dancers and gay-friendly square dancers, come from all over Southern California just to support this pride and have fun and try to share the message of how fun it is.
Oh, today's been awesome. This is what I've been building up for San Gabriel Valley Pride. Back in 2001, it started just a picnic in the park, and it has come so far. We've had entertainers all day long today. We've had food and the Casa Car show, and then we've had the Authors Forum, which is our, and then we have the Big Draw LA. It's awesome. Everybody's participating.
What would you most want to say to anybody as we celebrate an event called the Road to Equality?
Well, we still have a long road to travel. The fact that I myself am male to female transgender, we have made a lot of great strides in my lifetime, but we still have a long way, and there's still a lot of discrimination against transgender individuals in particular.
I think being gay forces young people to be introspective at a very early age and develop what I call a meta-self. It does forge character. I see it as a gift.
What has been your best experience from today, Pride Festival 2012?
Well, the dancing, of course.
More people than ever. There's more families. It's really a different kind of pride than I've ever been to. So it's amazing. It's awesome.
It's been absolutely fantastic. Too bad we didn't have a larger crowd, but we had a big enough one anyway. And so many people have just loved the event and loved being with each other. And it wasn't, you know, bodies and beer and getting wasted. This was all about community and how we got along with each other and how we could help each other out.
San Gabriel Valley Pride Festival 2012, a day of unity, creativity, entertainment, and people reaching out to one another. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.